Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
The world's most celebrated young wizard confronts his arch enemy Voldemort, perfectly played by Ralph Fiennes, in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Harry Potter, you have fought valiantly. On this night, join me and confront your fate.
This is the eighth and final installment in the wildly popular Harry Potter series, and in every way, this spectacular 3D offering is an appropriately grand finale. The action centers on an attack on Hogwarts by the forces of darkness that recalls the epic scale and thrilling action of the Oscar-winning Lord of the Rings series.
Hogwarts is threatened! Man the boundaries!
I have to go back, haven't I?
It's a suicide mission. The boy who lived, come to die.
Let's finish this the way we started.
Together!
And it is amazing that the young leads, who began the series at age 11, have stayed together and each blossomed into supremely accomplished and persuasive actors. The previous Deathly Hallows movie, which covered the first part of J.K. Rowling's final Harry Potter book, struck me as sprawling and unfocused and ineffective. But this follow-up is in every way superb. Tight and well-plotted and richly moving, particularly when one of the fine actors from earlier in the series makes a surprise reappearance near the end. For once, the use of 3D makes a truly positive difference, bringing you directly into the action with some of the most mind-boggling special effects you are ever likely to see. Rated PG-13 for some dark, disturbing scenes of supernatural conflict, 4 stars for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Previous Potter projects have been excellent, but this one tops them all.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.